Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Famula One. I'm your host, Jamie. I'm here with my sister, Jack.
Hi, everybody.
And we are coming at you with a special edition. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can probably tell how different this setup is. We've done our best with the tools we were offered in this hotel room. And we're in a hotel room because we are reporting live from St. Pete.
For IndyCar.
The IndyCar opener. So we just got back from the track from the race. We've been at the track all weekend. You also might be able to see how sunburnt I am. We're going to ignore that.
Yeah, I'm also sunburnt. My brain is like dead.
Yeah, race weekends are always, you know, a marathon. But such a fun weekend, such a fun season opener. So I guess we'll jump in with Friday, give you a little bit of a recap. So Friday was not only the season opener, the first day of the 2024 season for IndyCar, it was also International Women's Day.
Woohoo!
And huge shout out and thank you so much to the Arrow McLaren team and specifically to Crystal with Arrow McLaren for organizing an incredible panel with a couple different amazing women in motorsport. Yes. We had representation from Penske Entertainment, from the Arrow McLaren team, and some awesome creators.
Yeah.
Sarah at GridClick. We had Tasia from F1 Femme. So that was awesome hearing from them.
It was such a good panel. I remember Jamie and I leaving and just, like, it wasn't shocking that it was great, but it was just like, wow, this was so great. The questions were so great. Everyone that was in the audience that asked questions, they were phenomenal questions. And then there were just phenomenal answers. So it was just really, really great.
Yeah, it was, it's, you know, we as women in motorsport, and if you're listening or watching and you are also a woman in this space, whether you're a fan or a creator or you work in the space, you know, you can kind of feel sometimes that, you know, you have this great community, but having it kind of like right in front of us was awesome. And hearing just how genuine the support was coming from IndyCar and from definitely specifically Arrow McLaren. They also had their team principal, Gavin, was also there, and he was so cool.
He was so cool. He also asked questions.
Yeah.
He was really cool. He was funny.
He was great. He did. He kind of put his employees on the spot. Yeah. At the end, he said, you know, what's one thing you would change?
Yeah.
And then, so after that panel, we had that was like the first thing we did when we got to the track. And then obviously explored. St. Pete is a fantastic race to go to if you're trying to consider what races you'd like to attend. This was my second time going, Jax's first.
Yeah, my first time.
Just the setup of the track and all of the activities and stores and things that they have on track is incredible. And then it's also right in downtown St. Pete. So like all the restaurants and things are just right within walking distance, super easy to get to.
The track itself is sick because, I mean, at least where we sat, like you are like right in the marina.
Yeah.
So there's just a bunch of yachts out there and it's like water. It's just so, it's so pretty and so picturesque.
Yeah. And if anybody knows anyone with a yacht next year, if you want to come to St. Pete, we'd happily sit on your yacht.
Yeah, let us know. We would happily take up space on your yacht. We would love to.
We'd love to. And then after we did some exploring, we had free practice one for IndyCar, which we were, again, thank you to Arrow McLaren, invited to watch that from their team center. Incredible.
Which is so cool.
Like, one, I mean, we walked in, they had like snacks and stuff for everybody.
Yeah, and water, which was very much needed.
Water was very much needed, and got to like watch from like this incredible viewpoint of, I think it was turn 4 and 5.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And also, I'm very jealous of the Arrow McLaren team Hokas. They all have matching beautiful orange Hokas.
They're so cool. The Arrow McLaren know what they're doing in just every respect.
Yeah.
So it's like one after the other. It's like, okay, check, 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 check.
Yeah.
Like they all just, I don't know what it is. And they're all so nice too. Yeah. Like that's the other thing with IndyCar. everyone is so nice. Drivers, anyone part of the hospitality, anyone that's part of a team, so nice and so willing to talk and answer questions as long as, you know, it's not a busy time for them, aka like quality, or they're trying to fix something or whatever. They're all very willing to talk and chat with you. So that's just refreshing and really cool. And I think that's why so many people are interested in the sport, is because it's so accessible. Like the paddock, there's so many people just outside just waiting to talk to somebody.
Yeah. So after we wrapped up at the track on Friday, we went to a dinner organized by F1 Femme, by Tasia.
Thanks, Tasia.
And it was, what, 15, 20?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's about right.
About women. Again, women in motorsport. Incredible International Women's Day.
My best International Women's Day I've ever been.
When we got back to the hotel after the dinner, because it was just so fun to be around, to meet new people, and to just be around other people, women that are passionate about motorsport. But when we got back to the hotel, I just turned to Jack and I was like, this was the best International Women's Day ever.
It was one of the best days overall. Honestly, like it was, everyone was just so nice, and to just be able to sit and chat, and quali was that day. No, it wasn't. To just like chat about like what's happening in F1 just in general, like that was really awesome. It was just really fun to be able to just sit down and talk motorsport the entire dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really fun. And so the next day, Saturday, was quali day for IndyCar and Indy Next, as well as race day for Formula One. So we made our way to the track and then actually watched the F1 race while we were watching USF Pro at that time. Which is IndyCar's, well, like F3 essentially. So in IndyCar, there's obviously the IndyCar series, and then there's Indy Next, which is very similar to their like version of Formula 2. And then there's USF Pro 2000 right under them. And then there's USF 2000 under USF Pro. So watched those, kind of multitasked those. Then we watched Indy Next quali. And then it was time for IndyCar quali. And by the way, congratulations, Felix Rosenquist, for going fastest in practice. But quali, I mean, IndyCar quali is like one of my favorite.
I love how they have it set up.
Yeah, so IndyCar's quali format for street and road courses is they split the grid in half. First half goes out. The fastest six from the first group and the fastest six from the second group go and they do the top 12. The fastest six from that go and do the fast six. Fastest from that obviously gets pole, and that's how they determine the starting order. So fastest six, obviously 1 through 6, 12, 7 through 12, and then everyone underneath that slots in. Joseph Newgarden was on pole.
Joseph with an F.
And very, very strong start to the season for him. Starting second, this does not want to refresh, but Felix Rosenquist. P2.
A great qualifier. He's so good at qualies.
Oh, he is so fast.
So fast.
Always has been, even with a new team this year.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that was the other thing Jack and I were talking about. I was like, I need to re-situate myself with the numbers, because in IndyCar, the car has the number, not the driver. So like last year and the year before that, Roman Grosjean was driving the 28 for Andretti. Yeah. But this year it's Marcus Ericsson. And it, for me, very confusing.
Alex Blow, isn't it?
No, it's not. Alex Blow is still number 10.
I don't know. I can't. My brain is so dead.
But after we watched quali, we went out and had some dinner in downtown St. Pete. Again, highly recommend. Love St. Pete. Great little town.
Yeah. Also, everyone's so nice. I think it's probably just because you're in the sun.
Yeah. People have access to the sun.
It has to be.
You know, it's that vitamin D.
Yeah.
Makes you happier. And then Sunday, obviously, race day. We'll do a full F1 recap in our like regular episode. But IndyCar race day. So we got there. My back is super sunburnt. What are you going to do? I've been to several races. I get sunburn every time. Every time I'm like, this race is going to be different. I'm going to wear so much sunscreen. And then I don't.
Also, we did wear sunscreen.
I have just like very, very sunburn prone skin.
It's the Irish skin.
Yeah.
It can't do it.
But the race was pretty tame, honestly, for an IndyCar race, especially compared to last year's race at St. Pete. Last year's race at St. Pete, immediately, I think turn three, there was like a 6-car pileup and a 20-minute red flag. Lots of collisions. Roman and Scott McLaughlin came together at one point and Roman was leading. This year, there wasn't an incident until I think lap 25.
Yeah, and it was
Marcus Armstrong.
Marcus Armstrong, he kind of what happened with Lance in the F1 race. He like nicked the wall and then slammed pretty hard, but he's good, which is awesome. Yeah, so that was a lone car situation. And then there was, all of them were. There were no.
Rookie Linus Lundqvist had a bit of a situation, but was able to keep going. Marcus Ericsson also DNF'd. He had a mechanical issue.
Yeah.
Stingray Robb DNF'd and Roman Grosjean DNF'd. But all of those were either mechanical or single car situations. And our winner for the season opener, Mr. Joseph Newgarden.
From pole. He did it from pole.
Absolutely dominant weekend. And if you follow IndyCar, you know it's not super common to have a win from pole.
Yeah.
So very, very strong weekend from him. Strong start to the season. Our Indy 500 winner this past year. So we'll see how the season goes for him. We know he's really strong on ovals, but this is obviously a street course. So it was really cool to see him come back basically stronger than ever.
And he led the race pretty much the whole time.
And Pato O'Ward, P2.
Woohoo!
And he was P2 also last year in this race. And P3, Scott McLaughlin. P4, Will Power. So Will Power, Scott McLaughlin, and Joseph Newgarden are Team Penske, their drivers. So very, very strong weekend from Team Penske.
Yeah, very.
Yeah. Again, strong weekend for Pato and for Arrow McLaren, who also had Callum Ilott filling in for David Malukas, who broke his wrist.
Yeah.
So it was great to see Callum back. He was previously driving for Yonkos Hollinger and has been replaced by Roman Grosjean. He's doing WEC this year instead, but has come back to fill in. So that was great.
And then Alexander Rossi, who is the other driver for Arrow McLaren, was also in the top 10. And I think he was P8. I think that's where he ended up. So strong showing from my team.
Yeah. So again, long season ahead, and you never really know what to expect with IndyCar, which is why it's so exciting and so fun. But we did want to hop on and give you a little recap of what we've been up to. After this, we will talk to you again soon. But we are headed to Miami for a little rest and recovery. Hopefully I don't make my sunburn worse, but I probably will. So we will talk to you again, probably in a hotel room again.
Another hotel
room. Next time we talk to you. but love you so much. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Hope you tuned in to Saudi Arabia and watched F1 and watched Ollie. We will fully debrief that.
And F1 Academy.
We will fully debrief that as well.
Yep.
And hope you tuned into IndyCar. And if you didn't, this is your sign to start watching, because it is my favorite thing on earth. I don't know if you could tell from the every other episode that I wear my IndyCar hat, including this one. But love you, love you, love you. Have a lovely rest of your Sunday if you're watching this the day that we post it. Talk to you soon.